Okay, good evening. This is Kilo Baker 2, Sierra Quebec, opening up the Thursday night Metroplex Net. My name is Paul, located in New York City, ready for Thursday night Net. So, do we have anyone wishing to check in? Mobile first. Mobile's out there wanting to check into the Net, KB2SQ. Alright, here are no Mobiles. I'll take general check-ins. KB2, Sierra Quebec, Net Control.
KE2AA.
Hey, I got Jim, KC2DHU, and I have AE2AA. There was another station in it. Come again, please. KB2 Sugar Queen in control.
WA2UED4, I'm checking in now. But I'm going to go get on my other radio. I'll be on in about 2 minutes, okay?
Okay, Bob, we have you checked in, and you're going to change the radios. Okay, additional check-in.
WA2SHA.
Harmon, good evening. We have you check in. Additional check in. Looking for check ins to the Metroplex. There is a night net. Additional check ins. Call KB2 Sierra Quebec. Okay, I'm sure some others will check in as we go along. Again, this is KB2SQ. Name is Paul and located in Manhattan. Net control. Good evening to my shortwave listeners, Mary Walton, Dale of State New York in the Catskills, and possibly NTGHI, Lewis, and any other shortwave listeners that I may have missed. Yeah, good evening to you, KC2GHU. Come aboard. How are things up in Tompkins Cove, New York?
Hey, doing real good there, Paul. You and everybody other than 59.5 degrees outside. Just starting to drizzle a little bit. I'm going to make it the repeater, okay? I'm hearing it real good. I did put a different antenna and hung it from a tree like hanging. Dang, a lot of people aren't going to this darn thing, but it seems to have improved things around here. Yeah, I'm not sure it's the first test of seeing how it's getting in Metroplex. But if nothing else, I'm hearing it real good. Other than that, everything's great, man. Beautiful day today. And, oh yeah, did you catch Don? Wanted to make sure you got Don A. checked it, kind of right after, I forget his call sign now. I'm just telling you to write things down. But yeah, so that was the station. Wanted to make sure you did get Don in there from Greenfield Park. And, other than that, not a heck of a lot still. Just, was pulling out of the antenna last week. I tried to move things around a little bit. It's kind of temporary, but it's just kind of a test thing right now. Back over to Net Control.
Okay, Jim. No, I did not hear Don. I have him listed now. Thanks for reminding me know that. Yeah, you're getting into the repeater very good, Jim. And okay on the rain. And my son called me about an hour ago. One of his friends called and said he had tickets to the Yankee game, so he was over at the game waiting on the guy to show up, and he said it started raining, but it stopped. So, I didn't realize we were supposed to be getting rain this early today. I thought it was later in the night and what have you, but I guess it's here. But it's not raining right at the moment there. Okay, Jim, break with you. And let's go over to Walt. AE2AA. Walt, good evening to you. Come aboard. And I have not been able to access Echolink by RF all day. I've tried many times today. I did hear the guys in from four yellow green taxis. I heard him access it, but I think I'm close enough to put in a pretty good signal to the repeater. Do you know if there's a problem or not? AE2AA, KB2 Sugar Queen.
Hey, okay, Paul, KB2, SQ, AE2AA. No, I'm not aware of any problem, but that would be for John to be able to tell us. Warren and I sort of monitor the RF here, but I don't know exactly what may be happening at John's place with his hosting equipment there. So I'll make a phone call to him during our net here and see if he's aware of anything. I don't know if he's going to be planning to check in or not tonight. Times he tied up too. It's you certainly got the signal. Well, do the RF thing, Paul, that's for sure. And I want to say hello to all the fellas here on the net. Good to hear you in there, and good to hear Bob, WA2UEE, in there. I missed you a bit during the week, Bob. I don't know. Maybe you were having some personal things to do, but it's good to hear you in here now, and we'll look forward to hearing you with your other transceiver with a lot stronger signal. And not too much to say, except for reminding the fellas at Metroplex that there's a business meeting this Saturday. I'd love to see everybody here. And certainly, as I say, good to hear activity here. This week, maybe the activity level in general has been down a little bit, but I hope that that's just 1 week, that's all. Okay, with that, I'll pass it back to you, Paul, and see what's happening. And I'll give John a call if he doesn't check in the next couple minutes. KB2 Sugar Queen, AE2 AA.
Okay, well, for the reason I mentioned that I was not able to access it was because of the, you mentioned yesterday, I think, was that the activity was down, and I had not tried to access the Echolink by RF, so that may be why activity was down somewhat. Although today, like I said, around 11 o'clock, I think Trevor did check in, and I spoke to him briefly. But I was on my way out. That was the first time I heard the echo link on in a couple of days. So that may have been the reason why I walked. Okay. Break with you, and we'll go to Bob over in Richfield Park. I don't know where Bob. Bloomfield. Bob, good evening to you. Come aboard and say a few thousand. How you been? And like Walt says, I haven't heard your melodious voice this week.
Yeah, okay, fellas, yeah, I'm on the big radio now. No, I've been on through the week, but Paul, like you said, I believe it was down for a couple days there, but I have been on, and in fact, I haven't talked to Trevor in two or three days. But today I was very busy. I wasn't on today at all. I was out busy shopping and what have you, and I just didn't get on, but I made sure. In fact, I'm a little late getting on the net here tonight, you know. And that's why I said stand by. I was on the other radio, which is kind of noisy. But I'm on the big radio now, and I just hope it holds its frequency here, you know, and don't start skipping on me. So with that, Paul, I'll turn it back to net. It's WA2UEE.
Okey-dokey. Bob, glad everything's going along fine over there. Yeah, your signal's very good tonight. And today's Thursday, maybe Tuesday. I didn't get on the radio at all either. I was busy. This week I've been extremely busy for some reason. I'm retired. I don't know what, I'm doing too much something. I've got to watch myself here. Retiree has got all these things to do, so you think I got a job or something here, Bob? Let's break with you and go over to Armin there. Armin, good evening to you. And hope things are going well with you. FA2SHA, I hope everybody has still at the taxes the day being the 15th. And I know Armin, you did a couple of weeks ago because you were in the city there. Come aboard.
Yeah, okay, fellas. Yeah, you can say that about taxes again, that's for sure. I just mailed out all of the, you know, the quarterly and what I owe the government yesterday. Try to hold on to it as long as possible, right up to the 15th. However, the taxes were completed and sent to the government electronically about a week ago, so that was all done from New York, you know. So that's over now, and I feel a little better, you know. I don't feel that anxious anger like that I have, you know. Something like those, what's those people again, the Tea Party people, you know. I get a Tea Party complex when tax time starts to arrive around. Believe me, and Walt can certainly vouch for that. It's very strong. Anyway, yes, I did hear the cabin over at the Echo Link today around 11. You're right, Paul. I have no idea what's going on up there. Because I don't really get on it, so I don't know whether, you know, I could access it or not. I just let it go its merry way. And I think we're done with some of the warm weather for a while. Looks like it's going to get, you know, crisp again for the next while. No more of those 70, 75 degree days for a while, but at least it'll be around 60-ish or in the high 50s, I hope. And talk about retirement like a job, you better believe it. I think many of my retired days, I work harder than I did when I was at work. Now, I don't know whether that's to say I did nothing at work or I work very hard here. That's just what I believe, anyway. It feels that way. So, back to net control, KB2SQ, WA2SHA here. Pick it up, Paul.
Okay, Armin. Yeah. Wow, you said some bad words there. You sent the money off to the IRS. Woo! That sounds bad, Armin. But you gotta do what you gotta do. And, yeah, it looks like this week I've been extremely busy. I'm trying to figure out what I was doing, and I still can't come up with a whole lot of concrete things, but extremely busy. Of course, the Yankees were on a couple of days during the daytime, and I had to watch, I was watching them, and, you know, like a lot of honeybees, I guess. Sandra had me running around doing a lot of something there. Anywho, let's break with you, Armin, and go up to Greenfield Park, where I'm sure it's cooler up there than it is in most other places, that, for those that have checked in. N2HIT, Don, good evening. And hope all is well with you and Miss Una and Miss KB2 Sugar Queen. Go ahead.
Whose turn was it? I was just going off the phone, 828.
Yeah, I turned it up to Don, N2HIT. You may have stepped away from the radio. Come back on, though. Let's see. Do we have additional check-ins for the net tonight? Call KB2 Sierra Quebec. Okay. I was hoping Benny might check back in tonight because he was brought up a good question last week about the antennas. I wonder what he's doing on that, but he did check in. Let's see. There's not much news to report on this end here. No health or welfare, Walt, that I've heard of. That's always good. I'm it all. That's the deal there. Let me go back up to Jim. But before I do that, let me see if Don, N2HID, Don, are you back with us? Come aboard, KB2, Sierra, Quebec.
Yes, little Charlie, 2-4, Neil, Sierra, Foxtrot, presently mobile in Atlantic Island, New Jersey, listening to me at this time. Good evening to all, over.
Okay, I got the station in Atlantic Highlands, New York. Kilo Charlie 2, Sierra Foxtrot, question mark. I think I missed a part of your call there. But come aboard. Give me a call again, sir, in the name. Go ahead. I know we've spoken before.
Yes, sir. I got my daughter's radio on ICOM 8000. The name is Tom, T-O-M. And the calls are as follows. Kilo Charlie.
Good luck. and giving the ICOM the 8,000 a little work out there, Tom. Okay, let's break with you, and let me go back up to Greenfield Park and see if Don is back with us. N2HIT, Don, come aboard. KB2CRO Quebec.
Okay, KB2's here. Okay. And please, get in here while I can. I don't know, some station hooked in. Good evening to all. Hooked in to me, and what it is, I'm on N2HIT without the link. And I didn't have set up right, so I had conference hooked into me from Ohio, kind of knocked me out of everything. But I'm back online, and I said that, I picked that. Evening to all. It's 55 degrees, little or no wind, so it feels like 55. But of course, we're expecting some rain. I think it's supposed to start about 10 o'clock. I think we all in New York are expecting rain tomorrow. So it's supposed to start about 10 or 11 up here. That's about it. Everything is fine. The wife, Nick, children all doing fine. And I hope that's same with everybody else who's listening. That's about it, Paul. Back to net control.
Okay, Don. Well, Don, we got 65 down here in the city. It was raining a little earlier. Not much rain, just a brief drizzle. Because Junior went over to the baseball, the Yankees game, and he said he was waiting for his friend to show up, and it started raining. But he said only lasted maybe 5 minutes at the max. So the Yankees are playing now, and I don't see. I don't think it's raining there. So here's the Yankees leading 2-1. At the moment, I think Robinson Cano hit a home run and Derek Jeter hit a home run, so that's where they got the 2 runs from. But anyway, we're sending some rain your way, Don, so you can expect it later tonight, early tomorrow morning. We like to share the rain, Don, that's for sure. Okay, we'll break with you, Don, and let's go see if we have any additional check-ins before I go back up to the top of the list. KB2, Sierra, Quebec.
KB2, SQ. This is N2CYY Mobile. Good evening.
Connecting to KC2EHA repeater. Connected.
Okay, N2CYY. Good evening to you in the mobile there. Lou, very good. Glad to have you aboard here. And come aboard. Say a few thousand. Let's see. You didn't go to, Home Depot. Now, where are you coming from, Lou?
Everything is pretty much back to normal now, Paul. I'm wearing shorts again, and I'm coming back from Costco. Sometimes on earlier Thursday night, my wife does some stuff at a local church. They have bingo, so I'll help them sell some of the stuff. And it's basically just a couple blocks from Costco. So I'm in a routine now. I help out at bingo, then I stop at Costco, and then I get to go on your net, which is the best net out here.
Hey, Sue, I like those kind words that you pass along there. Flowers, appreciate them. And is that the Costco on River Road?
Yeah, that's a Roger. The only other one that's around is one up in, I guess it's Nanuet. But sometimes that's a pain in the neck to get to, and then you got to deal with the fact that since that's in New York, and I'll buy, like, bottled water and soda and stuff like that, then you got to deal with the deposits that are on the cans and stuff, and you got to bring them back, and it's a great big hassle. This one is pretty nice. It's clean. The people are friendly. And you usually get a pretty good deal at Costco, you know, in general.
Yeah, I've been to the one out in Willowbrook Mall there, but that's quite a ways out. You know, for going to Sears or Macy's there, and I'll stop there because the road to get back to Route 80 is I'm going to pass right by the Costco, so I've gone to that one out in Willowbrook Mall there, Lou. Trying to place the bingo place there, something I haven't done in quite a spell. We used to have... Yeah, I'm going back years ago, Lou, when I was dating Sandra. Gee whiz, that's 47 years ago. But right across the street from where she lived then was a church that had bingo. It was a Wednesday and Thursday thing. And I used to go over there. Could never win, though. I those people, Lou, would have 6, 7, 8, 10 cards in front of them. And, I was having problems doing one card. So it always amazed me how they can do that, playing that bingo. But it's quite interesting. I know Sandra likes whenever she goes up to the casino gosh, I can't think of the name of it, up in Connecticut there. They have bingo there, and she plays that. But it amazes me how they can keep tabs of sometimes 10, 12, 15 cards and do that thing, too. That was nice. That's nice. Okay. Well, thanks for stopping in at the Mobile, and I thought you wore the shorts all year.
Actually, not that probably anyone else thought that cares. Up until this past year, I did. I don't know. This year, I had difficulty, and I actually started to feel cold sometimes in the winter. Usually, I would never feel cold at all, but this year, I did wear long pants for 2 or 3 months. We'll see how it goes next winter. And as far as bingo goes, I tried a couple times, and my wife is one of those people that has, you know, 18 million boards, and I would play like maybe 3 or 4, and I would never win. And what really pissed me off was I was only doing 3 or 4 boards, and yet she would constantly look over after she looked at her 18 boards and said, Lou, you missed one on this board. And so at that juncture, I knew that bingo really wasn't for me. So I just help out selling some of the supplies and stuff like that. So let me turn it back to you, and I'll be in for a while. This is N2CYY.
Okay, Lucy, I don't even have the right terminology. They call them boards. I call them cards. Yeah. Well, I know, I can remember a lady sat next to me the same thing, Lou. I had one card. No, maybe I tried 2 one time, and I couldn't keep up with it. And she'd look over, and I'm sure she had at least 10 cards, or 10 boards, or Lou. And after, like you said, doing her, she'd look over and say, oh, you missed one of those numbers there, so what have you. Okay, Lou, break with you. Nice Mobile signal, by the way. And let's go back up to the top there and say hello to bring Jim back in and see if he's got any additional comments for the net. Jim, I heard the link reconnect. Did we time it out or something? KB2DHU, KB2 Sugar Point.
I wasn't paying attention. Might have been a big carrier timeout. I don't think he was talking that long. We got like a 4-minute timer on the darn thing. Well, who knows? I honestly, I really wasn't paying attention to the screen. It dropped off and I brought it back on real quick. Sometimes, I am paying attention. And the things go up that long, it'll disconnect and reconnect real fast. So we said everything. But it's no big deal. Yeah, it's just drizzling outside, Paul. That's not a heck of a lot, not a heck of a lot of new news to report. But, the hangman antenna hanging on the tree, seems to work pretty well for Metroplex. Metroplex is sounding very, very nice tonight. And, hope it sounds as good into it as it sounds to me, but it sounds better than I've ever heard it. Sometimes just moving the antenna a little bit one way or the other, or up or down a little bit, you kind of take it out of the nose. But the repeater is centered really well. Back over to that control. KC2DHU.
Okay, Jim. Yeah, a lot of times slight moving of the antenna. But let me ask you this, Jim. I know you've got a lot of squirrels about now. Walt, AE2AA, the next station coming up, had a problem a couple of weeks ago. The squirrels got into his coax, I believe, one line of the coax and one rope and cut it. Have you ever had that problem up at Jim where the squirrels cut your coax there? Go ahead.
Not so much the squirrels. We don't play squirrels around here. He gets toppled over by the deer a lot, but that's hard line. That's running across the yard and up through the back and stuff like that, and out to the other end of the yard. But there's a deer pant that goes over, so I knew it was, you know, where it goes up the side of the hill there. You know, I put rocks and branches and stuff over that area of the hard line. And, you know, the deer kind of walk over it. I didn't want one of them to trip on it, you know. So I come tumbling down the hill, dragging my sheet light and everything else, and get out with it. So I put rocks and sticks over it, so they kind of get out and they walk over, you know. I'll be good snagged on it. It's been there for, you know, the years now. And, they don't have the courtesy to it. Not yet. Probably tomorrow morning. I probably won't have a PC. But they eat through every other darn thing. But, yeah, I got plenty of whistle pigs around here. Squirrels. Cats. Deer. Turkeys. You name it. You know, occasional coyote. Field rabbits. Stuff like that. And, you know, they're talking about the little RF coming out of it. So stay away from it. Back over to deck control.
Okay, Jim. Yeah, that would totally annoy me. The squirrel chewed into my coax. That could be a problem. Well, he wouldn't be chewing anybody else's, that's for sure. And that's what I was telling Walt the other day. And if I was in Virginia, he would have been on the table because we do eat squirrels there. I've never had one. I wouldn't bother up here. But, you know, the wild squirrels there in Virginia and rabbits and things of that nature we do eat. So, if I had that problem, I was in Virginia. He would have been on the breakfast table there one morning, Jim. Break with you, and let's go over to Walter. I heard you say, Walter, that you were getting off the phone before, that you maybe you spoke to John at AE2AA for additional comments. KB2, Sierra, Quebec.
Okay, KB2, Sugar Queen, at control, AE2AA. Very good. First of all, I'd like to say hello to the folks that came aboard. Having a good evening there. Everybody's signal is looking up pretty good. Certainly, Bob's signal with the other transceiver sounds really very, very, very good. And, yeah, I certainly did have a problem with that situation with the squirrel. He ate through the RG-58X, cut it in half. He ate through the number 10-gauge wire I was using for my counterpoise. And he also cut down the Dacron rope, which was 3/16 or 1/4 inch. I think it was 1/4 inch. So he's a nasty little guy, and I tell you, I'm taking your advice, Paul. That's for sure. You gave me some advice over the landline there. You know how I'm going to take care of him. Okay, just wanted to ask Tom, AEC2RSF, if he recalls getting any information sent out to him either by email or by mail in reference to Metroplex. We were sort of mailing some of the folks that are in the area or, you know, on the net if they were interested in joining Metroplex. So I'm just curious if you got that or not. Doesn't matter any other way. I just want to make sure that you got it. So, with that, again, I'm looking forward to the meeting. Should be a fairly fast meeting. And yes, I did call John. John needed to call me back. I just don't know where he is at the moment, but he needs to call me back, and I'll get some information on that if I can. He wasn't aware of any situations at this time. Okay, with that, I'll be making this probably my last transmission unless somebody has something to bring up or say. And nice talking to everybody. KB2, SQ, AE2, AA.
Okay, let me just try to access the Echolink, KB2, SQ, access an Echolink. Nope, still not able to bring it up. So there's problem there. I don't know if it's a problem or not. But like I say, I'm putting pretty the same mic I've been using before to access it to RF Walton, you know, the keypad on it, on the mic. And, I think it may be a little something going on. Anywho, it's great with you, Walton. Bob, there's some comments from you. Trevor did call for you this morning, I guess it was around 11-ish. Just before I was going out, Bob, and he didn't get a reply from you, but you said you wasn't on today, so, but Trevor was looking for you this morning, Bob. WA2UE, KB2, sort of pointing at control.
Oh, okay, Paul. I don't know if you're getting any noise now. All of a sudden, I started to get a lot of scrambled eggs on here. I don't know what happened. Didn't change anything, but, anyhow. Yeah, let's see. Last week, I wasn't on it due to a meeting, and,
I did get my newsletter okay, which I was very glad to receive. Not having any problem with that anymore. And Walt, you with them squirrels, I don't know. Like Paul said, they wouldn't make a good meal for somebody, but I know a fella that had a lot of problems with the squirrels in his attic, but he put nets in there and the traps with peanut butter, what have you. He caught quite a few of the squirrels, and he took them for a ride about 3-4 miles from his house, and he let them go, you know. So he didn't want to hurt them or nothing like that. So anyhow, other than that, I don't have too much to report tonight. Costco's, I was over there today, and I did quite a bit of shopping. The granddaughter's going to be baptized on Saturday, and have communion for that, and that's going to be a big day, so we had to go get quite a bit of food, what have you, for that, you know, so there'll be quite a few people attending to it, so I'm looking forward to that. And I guess the radio is working okay so far. It hasn't skipped. I still don't know what happened to it or anything, but I see now that I have to let it warm up. Once it warms up, it seems to hold pretty steady, you know? So other than that, I don't know. So I hope my signal's still coming through okay. So with Al, say 7-3s, everybody. Nice getting back on here this week. And hope everybody has a nice weekend. And rain, we haven't had any rain all day today. It was pretty warm, in fact. This month is up 65 or 70 or so. Pretty good, you know. So, other than that, I'll say good evening to all you fellas. Nice working you, and I will try. I'll be out tomorrow quite a bit because my daughter is working, and she's one that usually rides us around if we have to go anywhere.
Connecting to W2MPX repeater. W2MPX connected.
I called them, well, the link is down, you know, and I called them on another link, but I still couldn't get them, so. But I'll get them tomorrow, and we'll have our little go around.
Disconnected W2MPX.
Saying 7-3 to all you fellas, and hope to work you maybe through the week. So we're back to net. This is WA2UEE.
Okay, Bob. Very good, and congratulations on the activities you might have there Saturday. Bob, what Costco did you go to? On River Road also, or do you have, let me see, where is there another Costco? I'm trying to think of the Costco near Bloomville. You probably go to the one on River Road and then Hackensack also, right?
Yes, I do, Paul. I usually go to that one. But today we went to the one up in Wayne. Got my granddaughter, and then they live up in that area, so we went over to Wayne instead of going all the way over there to Lindhurst or wherever, you know. So, no, we went up to the one in Wayne. Paul, go ahead.
Okay, Bob, I imagine the water has gone down, although tonight I was looking at the news, they were talking about the about that water problem over in Wayne, and I forget the name of the other town that's right next to it. But I'm sure that everything's dried out there. I know when they were having the heavy rains a couple of weeks ago, they said the parking lot there by Costco and Sears and Macy's and everything was underwater. Sports Authority, I think the water went into Sports Authority. So I believe Sports Authority is right next to Costco, if I'm not mistaken. But in the backside, there were, okie dokie. And again, congratulations on your granddaughter for Saturday, and I'm sure there's going to be a big festivity there, Bob, for you. Let's break with you, and let me see. Was there? I know that I heard the repeater identify, connect and disconnect there. Was there someone trying to check in KB2 Sugar Point? Ahmed, over to you for additional comments, KB2, Sugar Point.
I heard that too. Came over Bob. Connect and a disconnect, but that was about it. I didn't hear any voices on it. And Bob has a pretty strong signal in the ear. It's a lot better than his average signal when he uses some other radio, which is pretty bad, you know. This one here is pretty strong. I can hear him on the input very well. So... When I hear Bob Good on the input, I know he's putting out. I wanted to say something about moving antennas around. Well, since there's a 600 KC difference between our input and output frequency on the repeater, the optimum position of the antenna for one frequency is not necessarily the optimum position for the other. There's a sufficient difference in wavelength there that it can fool you. You know, you wave your transceiver around and say, ah, there it is. I got a lot of bars and the signal is really strong. Now I can transmit and get good results. That's not always true. Because of the difference, 600 KC, even though it sounds like a small difference in frequency at 144, when it comes to a bunch of standing waves, you know, nodes and nulls formed within a room or in an area, they can get pretty close together. And as a result, you really don't know the optimum position for both. So with that, this will be my last transmission, but I want to say, you know, good night to everybody. It's been nice listening to everybody going on, and I'll be listening right through to the end, of course, and say 73. Back to net control. KB2SQ, WA2SHA.
Okay. There's my son is sending me a picture from Yankee Stadium. Very good, Ahmed, in the comments on the frequency, the 600 hertz difference there. Let me see if John is in there. KB2VBO, John, are you on frequency? KB2 Sugar Queen. Okay. Let me see if Lou is still, how's Lou is doing in the mobile. N2CYY, Lou?
KB2SQ, this is N2CYY. I'll add two little quick notes. Thankfully, I have not had squirrel problems. Like Walt experienced, but when we first moved to Ramsey 20-some-odd years ago, I came home from work, went down to the basement where my HF radio was, and I almost had a heart attack because the radio was suspended a foot off the desktop and was just hanging there by the coax. So I immediately ran out into the backyard to discover that my neighbor's new landscaper had run over my coax, and it ripped, I guess, in such a way, and then wound around a little branch, and that's what was holding the radio. Needless to say, I was very upset, maybe more so than Walt with the squirrels. And the other fellow talking about Willowbrook, when we first moved here, it was 2 weeks before Christmas. My wife wasn't familiar with the shopping areas. Burton County stores are closed. So I told her all about how to get to Willowbrook. So she went there with her sister. I don't know, left about 11 o'clock in the morning. Didn't come home until 8, 9 o'clock that night. This is before cell phones. I was a little worried. My wife swore on a stack of Bibles that she would never, ever go back to Willowbrook again in her entire life, which thus far she has kept to. Seems as though because it was before Christmas, it's a Sunday, the mall was really crowded. They had actually got them shopping at 5 o'clock, and it took them 2.5 hours just to get out of the parking lot. So, in any case, guys, always great to talk to everybody, and I hope to catch you this week. This is M2CYY. I'll listen out. 7-3.
Hello. I agree with you 100% about going out there near a holiday, especially the Christmas holidays. Yep, it can take you just about a good hour, hour and a half sometimes to get out of there. I mean, that place gets packed, and if you're not familiar with how to get out of there, because I've ridden around there a couple of times trying to get to Route 80. This material had to go back on to 46 and come back into the parking lot again, and it could be a pain in the tush, that's for sure. So I concur with all that. But sometimes we like to just run out there, especially if I have some work there, have a nice field there where I get some work done, and it's usually not that busy, or they have a lot of days, so it can handle the work right away. Okay, Luke, very good mobile signal, again, by the way. N2HIT, Don, additional comments, final comments from you up in Greenfield Park, New York, up in the Catskill. KB2, Sugar Queen. Okay, Don may have checked out. I just saw that pass. It's a long time. It just brought me a nice bowl of blackberry cobbler. I don't want to get everybody's taste buds up, but boy, this blackberry cobbler sure tastes good. Let's try Tom. See if he's still in there. Let's see. KC2, Romeo Sierra Fox. Tom, you still with us? KB2, Sugar Queen.
Connecting to KC2EHA repeater. Connected.
Yes, Lou, I forgot to comment on the coming home and finding your radio hanging in space there. That probably would wear a lot of people. And having somebody run over the coax out in the yard and have it probably sound like it cut the coax too, Lou. Sound like it broke the coax and then you said wrapped around a tree and that was sort of holding that radio. But you don't like to mess with a ham equipment and all that kind of stuff. But that can be a problem. I know just listening to Walt talk about his the squirrels with him kind of gnawed the devil out of me. But wouldn't have that problem long after finding that squirrel. Let's break with you. Let's see. We go over to Tom, and he didn't respond. Don didn't respond. So that brings us to the end. Does anyone have any additional comments for the net before we close down from KB2, Sierra Quebec, net control?
KC2BHA, come in there, Paul.
Okay, I just heard that call. KC2 Bravo Hotel Alpha, come aboard, KB2 Sugar Queen. Do I have your call correct? And give me a name, please. Check in.
I guess not, Paul. He checked in, though.
I didn't hear. KC2BHA, try him again. KB2 Sugar Queen, KC2BHA, come aboard. Oh, Tom, that might have been, Jim, KC2DHU, repeater, reset it. Echo Hotel Alpha, I think it is, Bob, I think that's what that was. There, QSL?
Oh, okay, Paul. Yeah, I just heard him coming in there, and I was just wondering. Okay, as long as you know what it is, Paul. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's Jim's link, that, had to reset. I don't know if I timed it out or not. But anyway, I think that's what that was. Okay, with that, we thank all for checking in with us tonight. And don't forget the Metroplex meeting this Saturday at 2:30. And we look forward to seeing everybody there. So with that, this is KB2 Sierra Quebec, closing down the net at 8:51 and turn this frequency back to general amateur use. For now, good night. KB2 Sugar Point.